What's recession-proof in your life? An article in Sunday's Minneapolis Star Tribune says country music, for one. Gas prices are up, CD sales are down, but country music, as much about bad times as good, wrote John Bream, continues to thrive. The genre, he says, is arguably recession-proof. Add to that sales of liquor, cigarettes, and fast food all tend to see solid sales even in tough times. So what's recession-proof in your life? What's the most interesting or unusual indulgence you will not give up? And why? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also send us your stories on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. This is Tim. Tim's with us from Louisville in Kentucky.
Yes, Neil.
What's the one thing you won't give up?
I refuse to give up drinking craft beer.
That's a lot more expensive than a bottle of Bud.
Yeah, but, you know, one or two of them will do the trick where you have to drink a bottle of poison, or you have to drink about six bottles of, you know, that poisonous mass-produced stuff.
So that's the one indulgence you will not give up.
That's it.
All right, thanks.
I've stopped going to the dry cleaner, and I iron all my clothes now.
Tim, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye. And joining us now from member station WLRN in Miami is Natalie McNeil. She writes the blog The Frugalista Files, and she's a reporter for the Miami Herald. Natalie, nice to have you back on the program.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me.
And what's your recession-proof indulgence?
I would have to be makeup and getting my hair colored.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. I have a few grays sprouting out, so I want to make sure to always get that done every 6 weeks.
And these, of course, people will say, you can do that yourself.
Yes, you can do it yourself, but you want it to be done well. Now, I haven't been adventurous and gotten, you know, great highlights, which are very high maintenance. But for most people, whatever it takes to make them feel good about themselves or get them through the night, that's what they're going to do. I'm not surprised at all that country music is recession-proof.
you write a blog which is based on, well, the origins of it, where you found yourself in ridiculous kinds of debt and then realized that you were spending money. It was just hemorrhaging money for frivolous things that you really didn't need to be spending on money on, and drew up a budget and got yourself out of debt, and you write a blog that's useful for other people to do the same thing. Nevertheless, there are indulgences we all need.
Exactly. I mean, the moniker of my blog is The Frugal Side of Fabulous, where you have to do enough so you can still maintain your lifestyle, but you have to cut back. There are ways to do it where you don't break the bank, because if you're too strict, you're going to be miserable and find yourself, you know, spending thousands of dollars just in retaliation for living such a strict lifestyle. So there are little things, especially if they're like under $20, that a lot of people will say, okay, I'll do it, just to make themselves feel better, especially if you're still employed. I mean, the economy's bad and things have changed. Inflation's eating up budgets, but still there's little things you can do to make yourself feel better. Whatever it takes to get you through the night, some people will still do.
Twitter user XYZ Princess says, foie gras and all delicious food I can't resist even when I'm in debt. She's going to run into trouble from a couple of different sides there. A lot of people object to foie gras, and nevertheless, I think that costs more than $20.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. I mean, try to keep the budget really low and in moderation. Now, I'll get my hair colored every 6 weeks, but I don't get my hair done every 2 weeks. So, or with the makeup that I buy, I also recycle. I use MAC makeup, so I save all my old tubes and recycle so I can get a free lipstick. So there's ways to work around it. You know, you still want to look nice and feel good, but you still have to be mindful of your budget.
Here's Timothy. Timothy on the line with us from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I said when I spoke with the gentleman who answered the phone that the one thing I would not give up was Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie ice cream, to be most specific. I've been trying for 30 years to get tired of it, and I can't. I was so surprised to hear that liquor and cigarettes continue to sell well, because I gave up drinking just because I wanted to some time ago in health reasons, but I did buy fine wine, as I love to cook and entertain, but that's gone too. People bring their own. I don't pay for that anymore. I also quit smoking because of this recession, a pack a day of beautiful Sherman cigarettes. And so I can kind of thank it for having, elevated my health quite a bit and my budget. But that Ben and Jerry's that I can get for $3 at Target, I will not give up, nor very fine, exquisite Chinese teas and good coffee.
Huh.
So those three things I absolutely cannot live without, and I do them in moderation.
And I think they're all below that $20 limit that Natalie McNeil has been talking about.
Pardon?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
$3 a carton. You know, other places it's $4.99, but I found $3 a carton, and a pint lasts me 3 or 4 nights. So, who could possibly give that up? And Netflix also.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you.
Timothy, thanks very much for the call. Here's some emails we have. Amy in Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, not just recession-proof, but climate-change-proof. 2 disposable diapers. With a baby on the way, we are counting every penny. But more important to me than saving money is having time with my child. To find this time, trimming down laundry is an option. Sorry, cloth diapers. And Julia writes us, I will not give up time at the beach, no matter what the cost of gas. Living in Wisconsin, we need to soak up the sun and listen to the waves during the summer to help us make it through the rest of the year. This year, we spent time at the beaches of Lake Michigan in Door County, Wisconsin, instead of a more exotic locale, but the result is the same, a happier, more tolerant, and rested family. And, time away, Natalie, that's important for a lot of people.
Well, definitely, especially exercise. That's a big thing. With people cutting back and trying to eat a little bit healthier, eating more fruits and vegetables, which are cheaper, you'll see a lot of people taking up running, sports like that that aren't expensive, but you can still maintain your shape. And like the other caller said, you know, he gave up drinking, did different things to try to improve his health. A lot of people are taking this time out or this opportunity to really better their lifestyle. So they may not spend money on drinking, but they may spend money on buying new exercise shoes to go exercise and run in the park.
Let's talk with Marie. Marie with us from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, the thing that I can't give up is dancing, which may not sound like it costs any money, but it's about a 45-minute drive, which, of course, with gas is quite a bit. And it's swing dancing. And so I usually take a lesson ahead of time, which is like $5, and then $5 to get into the dance as well. And I tried to stop for a while there, and I just got really cranky and really resentful that here was this thing that I love that, you know, you were talking about exercise that, you know, helps me physically and emotionally and mentally. And I was like, I don't want to give it up. So,
well, what's the price of poodle skirts these days?
Oh, no poodle skirts. If you want to do flips, then you gotta have something that's a little bit tighter than that.
Okay. Well, that's exercise, Natalie.
I think that definitely counts. I mean, you have to look at your budget overall, not bit by bit. You pick the one thing that you say, I'm going to splurge on no matter what it takes, and then you work from there. If that means you cook at home more, if that means that you don't go out other places more, if that means that when you don't give lavish birthday gifts to people that you love, who you love, that's what you have to do. So I say all for dancing. It's good for, you know, your body, exercise, your health. That's great, but I'm sure there are other areas where you may have to be a little bit more careful.
Marie, rock that town and rock it all night long.
I do.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
So long. Let's see if we can go now to, this is Reynolds, and Reynolds with us from Blackwell in Missouri.
Yeah, hey, I have noticed something that's very interesting. I haven't really given up anything because I'm not at all extravagant in any way. I'm pretty simple. But I've noticed I'm a massage therapist, and nobody has given up on me. So apparently the recession is bringing on a lot of stress, and I'm actually getting new clients. I've lost a few old ones, but it hasn't affected me as far as my income, because I'm gaining new ones from all the stress. And I think people, like the lady said, they resent the fact that they're going to go down without a fight. So, you know, a lot of people are putting their massage on a credit card, but for whatever it's worth, nobody has given up on me, and I appreciate that.
Do they? Do you find instead of booking an hour, people might book 45 minutes, half an hour?
Oh, no, it hasn't changed at all, and I am actually getting more corporate accounts as well. So I do corporate seat and chair massage, and, you know, corporations are trying to find anything they can do to keep people happy and keep them on board. It still hasn't affected me, but I don't think it's gotten tough enough yet. The recession hasn't gotten tough enough for the majority of the people in this country to really start giving up on a lot of their indulgences.
Reynolds, good luck and continued success.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Twitter user Paper Skylines writes, weekly trips to the organic grocery store. Other stores are just lacking once you get used to making stops at Whole Foods. Well, that's an indulgence for some people. And Tina in Appleton, Wisconsin writes on email, I love to get a pedicure. I can't do it as frequently as I used to, as my job was outsourced, and the one I found pays less than half of what I was making, but I can't give up my pedicure. So there's some indulgences like that that make you feel better, like you're talking about, Natalie, that people just won't give up. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Rick. Rick with us from Cleveland.
Hey, yeah, I was wanted you to ask Reynolds if he noticed that his patients had a little bit of a less body mass index when he was doing their massage.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Unless they're doing that Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah, that guy definitely probably stayed the same. Mine is actually kind of in the theme, I guess, exercise, family fun, and skiing. It's hard, you know, always hard to afford, but I always try to get a family ski pass for my family, and it's a big expense up front, but, you know, if you bring your lunch and you go enough times during the year, each time you go, it's just a better and a better bargain, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and even though it's tight and it's hard to do with the time, it's something I'm always willing to do.
And you say we, is that your family goes?
My whole family, yeah. My wife and my two daughters, we all go together. And we do it probably every weekend, and maybe even a time during the week if we get the chance.
Well, Natalie,
do you pay cash?
I'm sorry.
Do you pay cash?
I usually will pay a check. So
okay.
If I have to go into savings to, you know, pay some of it, I will do that and just, you know, transfer it over when I get the chance later, pay myself back.
But that family time is priceless.
It is. Yep. It's a lot of fun, outdoors, exercising, and we just have a great winter doing that.
Hmm. Well, good. As long as you're not going to debt to do it, I think you get the seal of approval, Rick.
Stamp of approval.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the call.
Goodbye.
Let's see. We go through a couple more emails. Lucas from Michigan. World of Warcraft, God help me, an hour or two a day of questing through the wasteland of nerds keeps the gray hairs away or makes new ones. Eric in Fresno, California. I will not give up my Starbucks. I'll skip eating out. I'll be a more conservative driver, but I will not give up my Starbucks. And Eric, we don't want you to. And Crystal in Little Rock, Arkansas says, I won't give up my magazine subscriptions, especially Cosmopolitan and Glamour. How else will I know what's hot and what's not, or new tricks to please my, as of now, imaginary man in bed? $13 a year is a small price to pay for 2 days worth of monthly entertainment. And I guess a movie would go along that category, Natalie.
I guess I'm a little surprised about the magazine subscriptions. I guess she doesn't like to surf on the web.
I guess not. Natalie, thanks very much for your time, as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Natalie McNeil is a reporter for the Miami Herald. She writes the blog The Frugalista Files and joined us from member station WLRN in Miami. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.